This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Today is the day hundreds of thousands of U.S. federal workers will really start feeling the pinch because it's supposed to be payday. But the government shutdown means no paycheck on this Friday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
For many federal workers and contractors, the last time they saw a paycheck was 2 weeks ago. The bills are still due, but they're not getting paid. Around the country, there are efforts to help. The Massachusetts Military Support Foundation is feeding some 500 families a day at Coast Guard stations, providing clothing for the families, too. In Falls Church, Virginia, there's a hiring fair for furloughed federal employees to get them jobs as substitute teachers. One IRS worker in Utah says she's taking out a loan to make her car payment and staying at her parents' home. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump is threatening to declare a national emergency at the border if no agreement is struck with Democrats over the border wall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
It would amount to an extraordinary end run around Congress, with the president unilaterally invoking authority to build the wall. He insists lawyers have told him it's completely legal, but such a move is nearly guaranteed to be challenged both in court and by lawmakers from both parties, complaining of executive overreach.
FBI agents working without pay have a message for politicians. Their financial security is national security. The union representing the agents is urging Congress and the White House to renew funding immediately, saying dwindling funds are already hindering operations. The president of the FBI Agents Association, Thomas O'Connor, says the FBI has sent home nearly 5,000 employees, including intelligence analysts, attorneys, and technical and professional staff. The union petition comes as two large unions, the National Treasury Employees and the American Federation of Government Employees, have taken the Trump administration to court over the shutdown. This is VOA News. Two Reuters journalists in Myanmar lost their appeal Friday against their conviction in seven-year jail sentences. Hua Lone and Jo Sa U were arrested in December 2017 for violating Myanmar's Official Secrets Act. The judge who upheld the conviction said the journalists' lawyers did not provide sufficient evidence to prove their innocence. The men say they were arrested in a setup by police intended to inhibit reporting on a massacre of Rohingya, a minority Muslim group. Members of Congress called for the protection of press freedom around the world Thursday as they honored a U.S.-based Saudi columnist who was killed inside his country's consulate in Turkey in October. An event at the Capitol marked 100 days since the slaying of writer Jamal Khashoggi. Fred Ryan is publisher and CEO of The Washington Post, where Khashoggi worked.
The brutality of Jamal's murder, reported to be on the orders of the Crown Prince himself, the extensive Saudi efforts to cover it up, and our government's apparent willingness to accept these repeated lies have shocked the collective conscience of freedom-loving people around the world.
The kingdom indicted 11 people and announced last week it will seek the death penalty against five of them. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Congress is committed to seeing that people responsible for his killing are held accountable. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen will testify publicly before a House committee next month. The hearing could serve as the opening salvo of a Democratic effort to scrutinize his conflicts of interest and his ties to Russia. The House Oversight and Reform Committee announced Thursday Cohen will appear before the panel on February 7th. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House Oversight and Reform Committee, says their line of questioning may be limited.
We're going to make sure that we do absolutely nothing to interfere with the Mueller investigation. That is very, very important.
Cohen is a pivotal figure in the investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller into potential coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. He's also involved in the investigation by federal prosecutors into campaign finance violations. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is bringing the Trump administration's anti-Iran message to Gulf Arab states as he continues a nine-nation tour of the Middle East. Pompeo travels to Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates today, where he'll be calling for increasing pressure on Iran and pushing for unity among Gulf neighbors still embroiled in a festering dispute with Qatar. He'll also promote a U.S.-backed initiative to form what some call an Arab NATO that would bring the region together in a military alliance to counter threats from Iran. China has broadcast pictures taken by its rover and lander on the moon's far side. They were transmitted by a relay satellite to a control center in Beijing. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.